Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nazir daf Gimel. Begin 6 lines down for the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that opened up this Masechta. Now, we open up with two different approaches how to make a Neder of Naziris, besides the classic way of saying Hareini Nazir. There's one called Kinui Naziris, which is using a different cognate term, which is Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, which is related to the word, either it's a different language, or it's actually the words that the Chacham instituted, but that's what's called a kinui, so like a nickname of the actual word itself. And then there's Yodos Naziris that we spoke about, which is saying a partial statement, but it's clear from what you're trying to say that you would just didn't finish your sentence, but you meant to say you're going to be a Nazir. Then the Mishnah concluded with a bunch of different statements, which the Gemara is going to explain how we see from those words that the person was accepting upon himself a Neder of Naziris. So the Mishnah said, Hareini kazev. If someone says, I am like this, he becomes a Nazir. So the Gemara wonders. Nehi nami de tavas besarei, even if you're going to say, as we established the last case that we had similar to these, which was with the Yadus. Now, the Mishnah first explained Yadus, then it went to Kinuyim, and now it's starting again with all the different cases. So the last type of a case that we said like this, which were the partial statements, which definitely just sounds like a partial statement, that we said, if someone says, I'm going to be beautiful, ehe no. So we said, how do we know what you mean that you're going to be beautiful? Maybe you're going to be beautiful in your performance of mitzvahs. How do we know it means you're going to be beautiful with your hair, in other words, in becoming a Nazir? So we said, as the Gemara explained in the previous daf, it's talking about where the person is holding his hair and saying, I'm going to be beautiful. Obviously, he's demonstrating what does he mean that he's going to be beautiful. So that the Gemara asks, even if you're going to say that when a person's saying, I'm going to be like this, he's holding on to his hair. But Irene Kizeh saying, I'm going to be like this when he's holding his hair, lo yomar. He hasn't said anything. In other words, it's not going to help. What does that sound like when you say, I'm going to be like this? I mean, I'm going to be like here? What does that mean you're going to be like here? You're not here, you're a person. Now, if he's going to be beautiful and you're holding the hair, so it's demonstrating, how am I going to be beautiful through my hair? But to say, I'm going to be like this, what do you mean like this? Like you're here? You're going to be like here? You're not here, you're a person. So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, you're right, it's like the other of those two cases of Yadam that we spoke about in the beginning of the Mishnah. One was saying, Ehei, I shall be. And one was, Ehei, no, I shall be beautiful. So regarding I shall be beautiful, we said, and we explained from the Rush why each one has to be necessarily, and we're going to have a case like that in today's daf also, where Ehei was described, not by holding on to the hair, rather, Kugun Shahaya Nazir Ayver Lafana. There was a Nazir walking by in front of him, and he says, Hareini Kazam, I'm going to be like him, like this. What does like this mean? Meaning like this person. And that's how we know when he says, I'm going to be like this, it means a Nazir. Now, however, if let's say you're saying there's a Nazir walking by, so however, if he said only Hareini, I shall be, it's not going to work. And it's actually worse than saying Ehei. Ehei, I shall be, is more of defining the person. So when there's a Nazir walking by, the Rush says, that's enough to say that you'll be a Nazir. Now, however, over here, when you're saying Hareini, Hareini is not as a clearer term. And even if the Nazir is walking by, it wouldn't qualify you. But when you say Hareini Kizeh, it should be like this. And who's this? What's this? A Nazir is walking by. That's going to be an indicator that you're going to be a Nazir, and that's what you're accepting upon yourself. Now, actually, on this, the Rush wonders, if you're saying Hareini Kizeh, and there's a Nazir walking by, it seems to be pretty obvious what you mean to say is that you want to be like this Nazir. So what's the chiddush of this case of the Mishnah? So that the Rosh says, no, because you could say, what's like this? There's many different personality traits and characteristics of a person. Maybe you mean to say, I want to be wealthy like him, or beautiful like him, or have such a yichus lineage like him. So it's not so clear. And that is what we're saying, that no, that if someone that's a Nazir is walking by and you say Nireini Kizeh, you're accepting upon yourself a neder of the Naziris. That was the case of Nireini Kizeh. Now, then the Mishnah continued with another case, was Hareini Misalsil. If someone says, I'm going to be Misalsil, which the Gemara will explain, where do you see from there that term means Naziris, so he becomes a Nazir. Now, Taisus and Daf Beis explains that what's interesting, the pattern, is that the Mishnah first explained two cases of Yadois, which is Ehei, I shall be, which again we said that's, how do you know that's a Nazir, because a Nazir walking by, and Ehei, no, I shall be beautiful, where again we explained from the Rush, that's the suffix, the doubt is regarding the wording that you use, not in your intention, like Ehei, what does it mean beautiful? So that's not with enough with a Nazir walking by, that's if you're holding the hair, saying how I'm going to be beautiful through my hair. Then it went on to explain the cases of kinuyin, nazik, nazir, pazir, and then it comes to these cases. So therefore, although one could learn it as such, Taisa says these are not cases of yodos. They're not partial statements. Now, they're definitely not illustrations of kinuyim, and they're definitely not your classic way of being mekabel naziris. So what are they? So Taisa says that they're in their own category because you're saying a full sentence. It's not a partial sentence, but it's not clear what do you mean to say. What is harin mesalsel? So we come and we interpret, me, us, the sages, we interpret what does the person mean to say. So that's why it's put into its own category. But again, it's still not a clear cut in his ears. And that's what the Gemara is discussing. How do we know, and that's what the Mishnah is, halacha is coming to say, that a person needs to accept upon himself in his ears. So the Gemara wonders, Mamayda hadin silsil saira. From where do we know that saying I'm going to be misalsil, which the word silsil literally means to curl, how does it know that it means to curl and to grow his hair long like a nazir? So now the Gemara answers, Kida amr lehahi amsa debe rebi lahu gaba. As we see this, that the maidservant of Rebbe said to this person, how long are you going to go ahead curling your hair? So we see that silsil means to say, in Lashem and the Adam, which is what's important for the Halacha of Nedarim, that means regarding curling one's hair, which it means to say you're going to have long hair to curl, which means you're accepting upon yourself a Naziris. Another Gemara asked, what do you mean? Emet Taira. Maybe it refers to that he's taking a neder that he's going to toil in Taira, as actually the famous Mishnah in the Abba says, Hathachba vathachba de kulaba, which means to say to curl it and curl it, turn it and turn it, and you'll see everything's inside of the words of Taira. Like it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, this term, Salsaleho Sremimeka, turn it all around and around, and it'll elevate you. So you see, maybe when he says, I'm going to be Masals, that's a neder of Talmud Taira. So Mashmol Shmol says, no, Hachinami, here also it's talking about Shatafis Bisari, like in the case of a Heino, here it's also that he's holding on to his hair. Now, however, and this is again the discrepancy, we have to be aware whenever the Gemara is giving one of these two answers, either that the Naz is walking in front, as we said in the previous case, of Arein Kizeh, whereas over here we see that the Gemara doesn't give that answer, it gives a different answer of because he's holding his hair, because as the Rush points out, in this case of Arein Misalsel, the Naz was walking by, and he says, Arein Misalsel, that would not make him into a Nazir, because here the suffix, the doubt, which is like by the case of Arein Hayna, is in your terminology. What does the word mean? How do we define? You said your full sentence. It's not like the case of where, and what is your intention? What do you mean to say? That would be by hey, I shall be what? So when the Naz is walking by, we know what you mean to say. Here it's not what did you mean to say, is how do we define the wording? You said the word, and you want to be whatever that word means to say. So what does misalsel mean? That can only mean if you're holding on to the hair. Now we know what it means in this context because of the hair that you're holding on. But if the Nazir would be walking by, that wouldn't help us in the definition of the word itself, even though maybe it would clarify your intention. And that's why, again, that's the pattern that we see, whatever the Gemara answers. If it's the Nazir walking by, that would be because of intention. Obviously, Harin Kizeh, what's like this, meaning the Nazir walking by, where that's an intention. Whereas over here, when you're saying, I'm going to be Misalsel, it's in the definition of the word, which is in the context of when you're holding on the hair. Again, wouldn't help if the Nazir is walking by. Then the Mishnah said, Harin Mechalchel. Someone says, I will be Mechalchel, so then it becomes a Nazir. So the Gemara wonders, Mimayda din kilkel sarahu. From where do you know that this means of the growing of the hair, which is to be a Nazir? So Kedetan, like we learn the Mishnah Masech the Shabbos. The Mishnah there says, Sid, meaning it's talking about the measurement, the minimum measurement of different objects to be liable on them when you carry them out into Rosh Hashanah. So there the Mishnah is talking about regarding lime. What's the minimum that's considered significant to be chayiv for Hitzah and Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah? So Behudaim, he says, it's kedei losud kilkel. It's the amount that one would smear the lime to do on kilkel. Now, Amar Rav, and Rav explained, what does kilkel mean? Again, this is the term I read, mechalkel. It's bas tzida. It's the hair on the temple, which is that you want to smooth it out, you want to keep it flat, that the little stray hairs don't fly all around. So we see that kilkel is these hairs. So when someone says, read mechalkel, he's referring to a neder of hair, which is what this kilkel is, of Naziris. Now that the Gemara asks, Eim amazin ani. Maybe the word mechalkel can also mean, as it does, he's taking a neder that he's going to support and give food to the poor. Like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, it says, V'yichalkel Yosef es aviv es echav. that Yosef supported and fed his father and his brothers. Maybe that's what the Harei Nemechalcha means. So again, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Nahachinam Yishatavas B'Savar Toma, where, again, he's holding, he's here. So then that contextually defines for us, what does it mean with the word? What does the word mean in this? Not just intention, but what does the definition here mean of Mechalcha? It means of like the here of the Kilkel, which is by the temple, which means that you're accepting in the Ziris of growing the here. Then the Mishnah said, Harei Alei L'Shaleach Perah. If someone says, I take upon myself to grow the tresses, the large here, then Hariz and Nazir becomes a Nazir. So the Gemara asks, Mimayda Dein Shiluach Rebuyuhu. How do you know that the word L'Shaleach means to say growth? And that's what he means to say by becoming a Nazir, because he can't cut his hair. So the Chzilek, it says, the Pasuk in Shir HaShir says, Shilochayich, your growth is beautiful, like a pardes rimonim, like an orchard of pomegranates. So you see that it's the growth, which is what's beautiful in the pomegranate orchard when it's growing, is a term of shiluach, which is of growth. Now, the Gemara asks, Eima midi de'avuri. Maybe we could say that the word shiluach is that you want to send something out. In other words, that you're taking a neder that actually you're going to cut and send away your hair, and you're going to get rid of it. Kedachsev, like it says the pasuk in Iv. Says v'shaleach mayim apanechutzis, he sends out the water out onto the fields. So you see, the shaleach can mean sending away, not having a growth of. So therefore, maybe it means that you're sending away your hair, meaning that you're going to cut it off and not let it grow. So I think my answer is Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah. How does he know that when he's saying l'shaleach pera, that it means that he's going to have long hair, and therefore you have to define shiluach as growth and not as sending away that you're not going to have any hair? Is because pera, pera, yalef. It's actually the other word that indicates to us, not the word shaleach, but the word pera is going to indicate to us that it's a growth and not to get rid of the hair. And that's because the time the Mishnah learns this shaleach pera from a different pasuk, b'kahanava pera lo yishaleichu. Because k'sivach, it says over here, pasuk in Bamidbar by the Nazir, says, Kaddish yeh, he shall be holy. Gadol pera, the growth of his long hair. K'siv ha'asim, it says over there, Gabi Koyin Hedjit, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Ufera lo yishaleichu, that fera, long hair, lo yishaleichu, they should not have of a growth. And that's that halacha we know, they can't not have a long hair. And therefore, just like over there, the word shaleach is a reference of growth of hair, which that's what's forbidden for the Koyin to have such long hair. So to over here, it's in reference to growing of the hair. Now actually, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin learns the halacha of Kahanim from its para, from the word para by Nazir, which is the same relation that we're learning of Nazir from Kahanim. It actually comes from Nazir in the sense of to say that Kahanim cut their hair once every 30 days. Because the Gemara there asks, if it's saying in the Pasuk in Yechezkel that we just quoted, para lo yishaleichu, they can't have long hair, maybe they can't have any hair, maybe they have to cut it every single day. And that the Gemara answers over there, no. If it would have said lo yishalchu para, so then that would have made sense, meaning don't have any growth. But now that it says para lo yishalechu, which that indicates, look, para you should have, but lo yishalechu, you shouldn't have it grow more than para. In other words, the para that it says by Nazir, which is that he has to have shiluach gidul para, the growth of para, which is 30 days, that's the halacha of a growth of how long a stam naziris is, and that we say by the coin, that para, that 30 days, lo yishalechu, don't do more than that. So again, but one thing we see that, yes, we learn Kohen Hedjit from Nazir, but we learn Nazir from Kohen Hedjit to say, just like over there, the word para means to have a growth, so to over here means to have a growth, and therefore, that's how we know that the word shaleach para, that the person accepting upon himself, like it says over there, para lo yishaleichu, it means regarding growth of the hair and not sending away the hair. Or v'yibay same the Gemara says, actually, from the place that you're asking from, hai shaleach mayim, this that it says, that you were asking, maybe shiluach means not to grow the hair, but rather to send away the hair, meaning to get rid of it, because as we see in the pasuk that he sends out water, al panei chutzis, and that the Gemara says, nami ribuhi, that's actually also a term of increase, not necessarily of sending away. Now, in other words, what the Gemara is addressing over here is that the question that you asked from that pasuk, which you said it seems to be sending away, getting rid of, not growing, is not a question, because we could interpret that pasuk, as the Gemara will surely illustrate, of Gidul, and not of sending away. Now, but one thing the Rush points out, it's not a different teretz to the Gemara's question. In other words, to say that you don't need the first answer of the Gemara, because it's not true. There are many psukim that have the word shiluach that doesn't mean growth. So we still need the Gemara's first answer to say that, yes, although Shiloh could mean other things, but we have this Tana learns a para from Kohen Hedya. That's how we know in this context it's going to mean growth. It's just that the Gemara is saying that anyway, that pasuk that you're asking from is not difficult because that pasuk anyway could be interpreted as growth. Could the Metargim like Rabbi Yosef interpreted, who he was always the one that interpreted the Aramaic of Psukim, that he said that what does this pasuk mean to say? The Chad Mashkin le Mai leper, because when you water the produce, Viravi, and then it grows. In other words, if, the way you could interpret this pasuk is Vishrayach. In other words, the growth of the peiros. How does that happen? That's through mayim apanei chutzis. That's through water out in the open fields. So it's not like we had originally interpreted v'shleach when he's sending out water on the fields. No, it's v'shleach, and the growth of the fruits is mayim apanei chutzis, is through the water that's on the field. So anyway, that pasuk is not difficult. But yes, of course, you can find other pesukim, and that's where we have the Gemara's first answer for to say that we know shiluach para means growth from the other pasuk of Kohen Hedid, where it says para lo shaleichu, which is a reference of growth. Then the Mishnah concluded with the following machlokes. Harei alei tzipar. If someone says, is it coming upon me to bring birds? So Remei Oimer Nazir. Remei says that he'll become a Nazir. Chum argue, they say he's not going to become a Nazir. So I think when I wonder, my time to Remei, what's the reason of Remei? Where do you see over here from birds that you're becoming a Nazir? So Amar Shlokesh, or Shlokesh says, tziparin smuchin l'seir kibbal alav. The reason is because there's a pasuk that has the word birds next to the word here, and sometimes a person will say a reference to a word that's near an idea that he wants, and that's how, if someone's saying, I'm accepting upon myself a bird, he means in that same pasuk the reference to here, which is becoming a nazir. That's sort of like it says a pasuk in Daniel, which talks about the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar, that it was almost like a creature, and that is Adisari Kenishin Reva, until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails were like the claws of a bird. That's where it talks about the description of the Nebuchadnezzar. Now we see in that pasuk, it has sari here next to the word tziparin, like claws. And therefore, Remeir suffers because Remeir holds, matves inish b'midid disamachle. A person will do hatfasa, a person will grab onto something, to a word that's next to an association in the same pasuk of a different concept that he wants. And therefore, when he says tziparin, he really means the other word in that pasuk, which is sayer, which means to say he wants to accept upon himself a naziris regarding his hair. Now, the Rush asks that, if that's the case, so why would the person who's trying to accept upon himself a naziris of sayer, of hair, which yes, it says that in that pasuk sayer, but why would he pick the word tziparin, which is later on in the pasuk? Why wouldn't he say that regarding nashri, regarding his, that it's eagle, which is the next word, or tafre, which the nails, which is also a closer word to the word sar, more than the word tzipayim. If that's the reference, because it's association of proximity, so why say a further word? Moreover, the Rush asks, is that there are many different words in that pasuk near the word here. So again, so why would the tzipayim be a reference to the here? So therefore, he brings from the Re, that actually Rish Lakish also holds like the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, who's the second interpretation of this machlekes in Amud Beis, that says really the primary reason that when you say Harei Alei Tziparim, birds, where do you see, just because it says the word birds in the pasuk of birds and here, and that means to say that you can become a Nazir? So the Rish says no. It's because what's the relevance that a Nazir has with birds? It's because when the Nazir becomes Tame, he has to bring Tziparim, he has to bring bird types of karbanis. Now, moreover, Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yechanan that, okay, fine, tziparim means birds, but and there is a relationship between birds and naziris when it becomes a tameh, but there are many other types of people that have bird karbanis. So that Rabbi Yechanan said, and the Rush says that, from the read that Rish Lakish agrees to this, that it's because a nazir is walking by in front of him. So then what's the difference between Rabbi Yechanan, as we're going to see in Rish Lakish over here? Why does he have to add on to this idea that because it says near it in the pasuk? Very simply, Harei Alei Tziparim means to say, like Rabbi Yechanan is going to say, this is because Tziparim is related to a Nazir. Because when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he brings a carbon of Tziparim. So when he's saying, I'm accepting upon myself Tziparim, it means to say a Nazir who could become Tameh and then have to bring these carbonas. And how do we know he means Nazir? Because there's another Nazir walking by. Now, the difference is that Rish Lakish holds that if you didn't have this reference in the same pasuk of tzipporim to the word sar, then this would not be what's called yadayim mechichas v'naziris. It wouldn't be clearly a partial statement that indicates naziris. And therefore, Rish Lakish has to actually add on this component that because it says near it in the pasuk. Just what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he holds even the menazes walking by, and you're saying harei le tzipporim, that wouldn't be a clear enough of an indicator that you're accepting upon yourself a naziris. And the Reb proves this because later on the Gemara asked, my benai, what's the difference between Rish Lakish's interpretation and Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation? And the Gemara doesn't say that the difference would be between them if a nazir is not walking by. So obviously the Reb says that even according to Rish Lakish, you need to have that a nazir is walking by. And that's because Rish Lakish agrees to this premise of Rabbi Yochanan, that the only reason why, it's not just because it says it in the pasuk, as the Rosh had asked, okay, there's many words there in the pasuk, and why would you pick a further word? It's because there is a relation between tzipayim and nazir, which again is that if he becomes tummy and there's a nazir walking by. But again, it's that Rish Lakish additionally needs to have, besides a nazir walking by, he also needs to have that because it's in the pasuk, or else it wouldn't be enough of yadayim mechichas. Now, moreover, it's because the Gemara tells us later on that if the person accepting this neder says, I'm accepting upon myself tziparim hasmuchin l'seyar, where that is what Rish Lakish would say, even if the nazir is not walking in front of him, the Gemara will say that that's considered enough of a kapolas nesiris according to Rish Lakish. So obviously from there you see, it's only because he said explicitly, I'm accepting upon myself this neder of the where it says tziparim near the word seyar. But again, if he only said, I'm accepting upon myself like the wording of the Mishnah, arei le tzipayrim, then Rish Lakish would agree that you need to have a nazir over the funnel. So what comes out from this interpretation is that really it's not just because the words are in the proximity of the same pasuk. It's essentially like the same thing as Rabbi Yechanan, whereas that you also, it's because the relationship of a nazir tamei who brings tzipayrim, and moreover there's a nazir walking by. It's just that Rish Lakish additionally requires that there's this element of because in the same pasuk, that's why tziparim could mean seyer, which is here. Now, actually, it'll be a leniency, as we'll see on Amud Beis, where if he says explicitly, I mean to say that tziparim that's near seyer, where since that there is such a concept of association of words in the pasuk according to Rish Lakish, so that's why according to that's what it means. If someone accepts such a thing, so then it actually would be kabbalas naziris, where Rabbi Yochanan doesn't recognize such an element, and therefore he would hold that that would not be a kabbalas naziris. So that's the interpretation of Rish Lakish in Reb Meir. Now, as we continue on Talmud Beis, but Rabban and Sarbi, they hold that no, loy matves inish b'midi disamechle. They disagree with this whole concept that Rish Lakish is defining in Reb Meir, and they say that person does not create associations to accept upon himself something by using a different word in the same pasuk, and therefore, if you say I relate to parim, they hold that you're not chayv in his ears. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, he argues and he says, the kuliyam loy matves. No, there was no person that would be matvis b'midi de samachle. Meaning the way Rish Lakish said in the Rabban and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even Rami agrees that just having free word associations in the same pasuk, that's not enough to be makabal on a person a naziris. Elahayin the Talmud Rami. Rather, the reason that Rami is as follows. And again, as we explained from the Rosh, really essentially what Rabbi Yochanan is going to say is that Rish Lakish agrees to that too, is just that actually requires even more than that, which is the free word association, which Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says that no, that he holds that it will be enough of a yad, even without the haichacha of having it in the same pasuk, as long as you have the following two things. A, t'chashina shemitzipari nazir tamar kibbal alav. The interpretation of Rameyer's opinion is, when the person says, harei le tzipayrim, is that we're concerned, meaning we're assuming that the person is saying that I'm accepting upon myself the birds as a nazir who becomes tamei. In other words, he's saying that I want to accept upon myself something that I could come to have to bring tzipayim, which is naziris. Because a nazir that becomes tamei, he brings an ashram and two tzipayim. So that's why we say that it's an acceptance of naziris according to Reb Meir. Because it could be naziris when he becomes tamei. So now the Gemara asks, look, mechdi chashin nekama, even the wording that we just said, is that we suspect that this is what he meant when he said, I'm bringing birds, which is a nazir who, when he becomes tummy, brings birds. But dilma tzipari nedava kibbal alav, just as likely it can mean that maybe he's accepting upon himself a karban nedava, which are sacrifices in the mizbeach that you're offering out of your own goodwill, And that's what he's accepting, is that's accepting upon himself to bring two turtle doves as nadava. And the reason being is actually because since it's an equal doubt, Harei Tzipayim could just as easily mean, yes, a nazir, but it could also mean a karban nadava of bringing Tzipayim, so then you wouldn't become a nazir, as the Gemara says later on Daf Ches, that suffering nazirus is lahakal. Whenever there's a doubt regarding nazirus, we give a lenient interpretation and it's not acceptance of a nazirus. And that the Gemara says, no, it can't mean Tzipayim nadava, because I'm kain harei kain me boyle. The person should have said, I'm accepting upon myself a cane, which literally means to say a nest. But the terminology of people, and that's how we go with the halachas of nedarim, that what's called lashem and the adam, is if they're bringing a nedava of tziparim, they say cane. And actually, that's what the mesechet is called, mesechet is kinim, based on these bird karbanas. So if the person was really bringing tziparim nedava, he wouldn't say harei tziparim, he would say harei le cane. And the fact that he didn't say that, therefore it's an indicator that it's a reference to nazirus. But the Gemara still asks, fine, it doesn't mean tzipari nedava, but v'dilma harei like tzipari mitzara kama, but maybe, where the pasuk refers to tzipari in this context, the word tzipari, in regards to someone accepting upon himself the birds that a mitzara has to bring. In other words, he wants to say, I'm one to exempt a mitzara from the birds that he has to bring when he becomes tar. Now actually, this is more preferable to say than to say that it means another. Because by tzipayrim etzar, he actually brings two tzipayrim, in contrast to Nazir, who he brings toyrim or b'nei yayin. Here it's only tzipayrim, so therefore it would definitely make more sense even. So maybe that's what he says. He's saying, I want to bring someone that's a mitzayr, sacrifices for him. So the Gemara answers, k'gan shahaya Nazir ever lefanu. You're right, it definitely could mean that. But here it's talking about where the Nazir is walking in front of him, and he's saying, harei le tzipayrim. So therefore, again, now we understand his intention means to say that he wants to become a nazir, like this guy walking by, who, if he becomes tameh, he's going to have to bring a carbon of tzipayrim. Now, the Rush wonders, says, why couldn't the Gemara have just answered that? You're right, harei le tzipayrim could mean tzipayrim mitzayru, or it means tzipayrim nazir, and maybe he could have just said that that's what I meant when I said it, meaning the words that were in my heart. So that the Rush says that wouldn't work, because since tzipayrim could mean either one, we don't know, there's nothing indicating either way, so therefore that wouldn't be enough of an indicator to be considered pivotally v'shaven of that, the words that you said to indicate, and therefore, even if you said that that's what I meant, it wouldn't work. It needs to have that a nazir was oivel afanav to be considered that, oh, it's clear what you're saying, that I want to be tahare le tzipayim, the birds, it means that nazir, like that guy walking by, that you can become a nazir, and if you would become tema, you would have to bring tzipayim. But that the Gemara asks, okay, fine. So definitely has something to do with this nazir walking by. But v'dilma nazir tamei, maybe it's a reference to a nazir that becomes tamei ulefaitrim in karbonais of kamar, and it's to exempt him from his karbonis. How do you know it means to say that you want to accept upon yourself naziris, that if you become tamei, then you have to bring your own karbonis of naziris of tamei? So that the Gemara answers, k'gan shahayu nazir tahar, I will afanav. It's talking about that it was a pure nazir walking in front of him. With that nazir walking in front, doesn't have to bring tzipayim because it's not tamei. Now, therefore, it's obviously when you're saying you're accepting upon yourself something that if you would become tamei, you'd have to bring tzipayim. Now, because actually that's what the Rush discusses. He says, maybe what the person is saying, and that's his question, I'm accepting upon myself to exempt that person if he becomes tamei. How do we know? Yes, so he's a nazir tahar. So it's definitely not a reference to bringing his karbanos of tamei, which are tzipayim. So what does it mean? Okay, so I'm accepting upon myself in Nazaris if I become tamei. What do I mean? For just as likely, you could say, I'm accepting in Tzipayim if he becomes tamei to bring it for him, but not that I'm accepting upon myself in Nazaris. So in that the Rush says, no, it definitely would make more sense, more plausible to say that a person would be obligating himself, that would be something that would take effect right now, which is I'm making myself a Nazar, that if I become tamei, then I'm going to have to bring these Tzipayim. But not to say that he's accepting upon himself something that if something would happen, meaning that guy would become tummy, then he would be liable to bring his karbanis. And therefore, doesn't make sense to say that. It would only be something that, let's say, if he was tummy, like in the Gemara's Havamina, then it would make sense to say, okay, now I'm accepting his sperm to bring the karbanis that he's going to have to already bring. But if it's something that's only a possibility that maybe might happen in the future, that wouldn't make so much sense, in contrast to when it's, if the person himself becomes tummy, it's something that he's already accepting now, which is Naziris, and then he would have to bring it. So therefore, that's how we interpret it. It means to say he's accepting upon himself his own Naziris, which then, yes, if he becomes tummy, he would have to bring Tziparim, and not if that guy becomes tummy, who that's only a future possibility, where it's, it doesn't make sense that that necessarily is what he's coming to say. Another Gemara says, okay, so that's the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, who we had to go through this discussion to say that obviously it's not just enough that when he says Harei Tzipor maybe means a Nazir Tamei, that's meaning that he's accepting upon himself Nazirus, because if he would become Tamei, he'd have to bring Tziporim, because it could mean other things too. It has to be also that a Nazir Tahar is Ovel Lefanav. Now, another thing about Mai Benai, what's the difference between the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? When someone says, I'm accepting upon myself Tziporim, where according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said that a Nazir is Ovel Lefanav, and he means to say, I'm going to be a Nazir like him, and that if I become Tamei, I have to bring Tziporim. In contrast to Rish Lakish's interpretation, where he said that, how would he know that Tziporim means Naziris? Because it's in the same Pasuk, you have Seir, and the reference to the Tziporim are in the same Pasuk that we see by Nebuchadnezzar. So that the Gemara says, the difference between them is, if he says, and this is what we, there was one of the proofs of the Rosh, that if he says, I'm accepting upon myself the here that's near the word Tziporim, I mean, I'm accepting upon myself the Tziporim, the birds that are near the words of the here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if the person says it explicitly, it's only Inazar Ovel Lefanav in. It's only if the Nazar is walking in front of him, that then, yes, that's going to work, because that's the how he defines the reference of Tziporim only through the medium of the becoming a Nazar Tami, which is only through a Nazar walking in front of you. But Eloi, if there's no Nazar walking in front, it doesn't make a difference if you say the association explicitly of the here next to the Tziporim, because that's, he doesn't hold that significant. There's no people are not matfis in something that's near another word. Whereas according to B'Shem Melakish, Avagav de Einazar Ovel Lefanav, even though Nazar's not walking in front of him, again, because like we said before, since according to him, this element of smichas, of that you have associations, proximity in the same pasuk, it helps where you didn't say explicitly that you wanted to be a Naziris. So then we said if a Nazar's Ovel Lefanav, as we said, that really Rish Lakish is actually adding on to Rabbi Yochanan's premise. So then, when the Nazar is over the Fanav and he says, Harei Tziporim, so then we said, together with the fact that it's near it in the same Pasig, so that's going to make him a Nazar. But what comes out of leniency, according to Rish Lakish, is if he says explicitly that I want to have that the Tziporim that's near the word Seir, so then Rish Lakish doesn't need a Nazar over the Fanav. But again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this fact that the words are near each other in the same pasuk has no significance, and therefore, according to him, you always need to have a nazir, ayvel afanav. But now the Gemara asks, according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and that is because mi ikal mandama, is there really any opinion where, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone had that opinion, and according to Rish Lakish, the Chacham had that opinion, that loy matves inish b'milsa d'samachli, is that really true that there are those that hold that if you say a word that's near in proximity to another word in the same pasuk, that a person would not use that, and that would not be considered as a hatfasa of another. But v'tanya with nabraisa that ha'omer yamin, if someone says yamin shloy ochel davazer, someone says the right, let's say the right hand, that I'm not going to eat this thing, harezu shavua, that's considered an oath, and if he eats that thing now, he'll get lashes. Now my time, what's the reason? Lav mishum d'chsev. So the Gemara says, isn't it because like it says the pasuk in Daniel, he lifted up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and he swore by the one who lives forever, meaning in Hashem. So we see that because the proximity of Vayishava to Yemina in the same pasuk, when you say Yemin, it's a reference to a Shavua, and it is a full-fledged Shavua. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say everyone holds like, and even Rish Lakish says the Chama hold, that no, Hatfas is not significant? Seemingly, we see from this brisa that everyone holds that it is significant. So Amri Loi, they said, no. It's not because of proximity. Mishum di yamin gufe ikri shvu, the word yamin itself is intrinsically a term of an oath. The time, like, learn the brisa. Minayin lo'imi yamin shi shvu, from where do we know that just saying the word yamin is an oath? Shnem, like, says the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, nishba Hashem b'yiminai, that Hashem swears with his right hand. In other words, we see that an oath is with the yamin. Yamin itself is a term of a shvuah. That's why, but not that, this doesn't contradict to show that we see that proximity works. It's not based on proximity, it's based on there, it's the word itself. Now, moreover, the Braisa continues and concludes, Uminayin lo imris smol shishbu, and how do you know if someone says the left, that's also considered an oath? Like it says there in that same pasuk Yeshaya, uvizroya uzoy, and in his arm of his might, where from the fact that it said yiminoy already, so obviously zroya uzoy, what's that referring to? Although arm could mean either arm, obviously that's a reference to the left. Moreover, another proof that zroya uzoy is a reference to the left, and that's what it's saying that there's a shvu with that nishba Hashem biyimina, he swears with his yamin and uvizroya uzoy. So either because it already said yamin, so therefore this arm must be referring to the left, again, which is all metaphorical, it's all metaphysical, that the Gemara in the first paragraph of Masechet Bracha says that how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? Like it says, Ubezroyu Uzay, and Uzay is a reference to tefillin, as it says, Hashem Oizlam Ayitim, which is a reference to the tefillin, and therefore we know, since we see over there, Zroyu Uzay, it's a reference to tefillin, and the tefillin is put on the left hand. So, although again, it's kiviyachol regarding Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we see that the tefillin is on the left hand, so Zrei Uza is a reference to the left, so therefore Smol would also be a reference of a Shvu by itself, like it says, Nishba Hashem Biminoi Uvizroya Uza. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of this opening Mishnah of our Perek, which is how a person accepts upon himself the Naziris. We spoke about, obviously, the Naziris proper, which is Hareini Nazir. Then there's the Kinuyim, which is saying deviations of that word, either other languages or words that the sages made up. Nazik, Nazir, Paziach. Then we had Yadis, which are partial statements, which just says, hey, I shall be, or hey, no, I shall be beautiful. And then we had those at the end of the Mishnah, which was a different type of a category related to like that of the Yadis, which is, but you said a full statement, just what did you mean by that? And then we defined that, obviously, that's what the person meant. Now the Mishnah moves on to, you're saying full regular statements, but you're not accepting all the elements of halacha of a nazir. You're just picking one. For example, hareini nazir min hacharetzan. If someone says, I will be a nazir, I will be separated from grape seeds, he just picked one out of the many halachas of a nazir. Or he says, min hazagim, I'm going to be a nazir from the grape skin. Or min hataglachas, or from cutting my hair. Or min hatumah, or from coming in contact with tumah. So if someone says any one of these terms, meaning he picked only one of the many halachas and he said, I'm a nazir in this halacha, hareza nazir. So now he's a full-fledged, full-blown nazir, and therefore v'chol dikduki nazirus lov, all the details and particulars of the halachas of nazir apply to him. Although he only accepted from this one halacha, it's a full acceptance. And it's like he said, hareini nazir, like a regular stam acceptance of a nazirus. Now, the Rosh just points out, because since the next Mishnah wants to tell us the halacha of a nazir oilim and nazir shimshon, where there it's not all the details of Nazir actually apply. There is differences that they don't have as a regular Nazir. So that's what the Tanya here says, called Dikduk Naziris love, just a contrast where, yeah, of course, if you're a Nazir, you have all the Dikduk Naziris, because as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, when it talks about Nazir Shimshin and Nazir Island, where they're not exactly the same, that's why it says, called Dikduk Naziris love. So the Gemara says, Masnit in the Lake Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah is obviously not like Reb Shimon. The Tanya learned the Braisa. Reb Shimon Oimi, he says, you're actually not a nazir until you accept upon yourself of a vow of forbidding yourself from everything. In other words, either until you say hareini nazir, like a regular stam nazir, but if you start delineating what you're accepting upon yourself, then Reb Shimon holds you have to mention all of them. Now, however, the Rush points out that we didn't bring Reb Shimon as arguing on the first Mishnah of our parak, where someone says arin mesalsel or arin mechalchel, because there you didn't mention any detail. Now, although you referenced in your acceptance of naziris the growing of the hair, but it's like you're saying I want to be like that person who grows hair, and it's like we just define it's like you want to say arin nazir stop, but although you said it in the context of your hair, you only said because you want to be like that person who grows his hair, which yeah, that person has many different details, which is what you're accepting upon yourself. And that's why we didn't say Reb Shimon argues on those halachas, only over here, where you're saying, I'm only accepting this detail. So that is where, when you say, I'm a nazir from chatzanim, so on that, Reb Shimon says, therefore, that's not going to be able to be a nazir. You have to accept, if you start saying the details, you have to say all the details. And where's the Rabbana Ami? They say, no, afil lo nazir ela b'chad menon have a nazir, as we said in the Mishnah, that even if you say I'm a Nazir from one of these, you become a Nazir. So the Gemara explains, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that if you start detailing, then you have to go through all of them. And if you don't say all of them, that's not a valid Naziris. Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, this is Perek Vav Pasuk Dal, which is the parasha talking about Naziris. So the Pasuk there begins, Kol Yimei Nizri, all the days of his Naziris. Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Ya'asim Megefen Hayayin, anything that's made from the juice of the wine. So the thing is, and this is what the Gemara is pointing out from Shimon. So since it already said Mikol Asher Ya'asim Megefen Hayayin, so why does the Pasuk have to end Mechar Tzanim Vadzag, from the grape skins from the grape seeds to the grape skins, where the pasuk there ends lo yoichal, he cannot consume, and that is because you already said everything that comes out of the gefen hayayin. So what are you adding on more when you're saying the grape seeds and the grape skins? So obviously he's coming to say, oh, because once you're starting to detail, as the pasuk is detailing, then you got to say everything, which is, it's not enough to say any more gefen hayayin. You started saying, you got to say chatzanim and zag. And as the Rush explains, so once we see from the Pasuk that it was particular that you have to start mentioning all the details, which are grape skins, the grape seeds, and so on, so therefore the same thing would apply to Taglachas, not able to cut your hair, and to become Iktame, that we see from the Pasuk that it started delineating. You see, once you start delineating, you have to say all of them. Now the Gemara asked the Rabbana in my time, what's the reason of Rabbana that no, it's enough with just one reference, you become a full-fledged Nazir? Because Amakra, the Pasuk before that says, Miyayin v'sheicher yazim. From new wine and old wine, he becomes nazir, he becomes separated. Now, the thing is, since the next pasuk says, as we just quoted, Mikol Asher Ya'asim Megefen Hayayin, so it already said that he's forbidden from anything that comes from wine, from the grape juice, so why does the pasuk before in reference Yayin V'Sheicher? What do you need it? You already know that you're a nazir from wine, that you're becoming a nazir. Now, and the Rush just points out that there's no diuk from the two terms of yain v'sheicher, because that's essentially the same thing that it's referencing. So what's this yain v'sheicher yaza? Obviously, it's coming to say that even if just yain itself you accept upon yourself as naziris, that you'll be a nazir. Because or else, if it's just saying regarding the prohibition of wine, of course, the next pasuk says that. Why is it saying miyain v'sheicher yaza? You see that your yaza, your naziris, could be just from wine. And therefore, that's where the Rabbanan's opinion comes from, that even if you accept upon yourself just one of the things, like yain, or like one of the other things of the halachas that we say in the Mishnah, it's going to be enough to make yourself a full-fledged nazir.